This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
Just got faded. Ah-ha-ha. Me and my son. Hit it. Yeah. Hit him with it one more time. Oh, dab on him.
Oh, he's so gonna appreciate the Dilla. That's outstanding. That's Spice Adams when his son was younger. His son does not sound like that anymore. And his son is going to be coming to a college football team near you very soon.
Spice Adams was a pretty darn good Bears defensive tackle. Also played in San Francisco for Mike Singletary. Incredible Mike Singletary stories. Great talker as a player. And became really, really fun just to have on and stuff.
Loa.
Oh, that was the Singletary stuff. So damn good.
And now he is everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. Once the playing career ended, dude became a viral video machine and has been producing his own stuff and ramping it up and worked with the Bears, worked with Fox, did stuff with a lot of different places. He's a very capable and facile media creator as a former player. It's one of the best at that.
It's a really beautiful story of someone looking to another place for their second act and what he's done, how popular he is. When you see him, like I joke with Spice about this a lot, the idea that there are people that don't realize that he played football.
Right. Like
they just think that he's, you know, the court jester that they've seen. And he did this, it's To Hear More, right? The comedian To Hear More did this thing. Cause you know, Spice does the football. Like he always Coach Dundon and a couple other the characters that he's come up with. And so To Hear was like, oh yeah, well, let me just hold a pad. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, why don't you get in your stance? Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, I cannot wait to see this. Because once you open the door for football players and you're kind of like, you didn't really play football, did you? Man.
Beat the hell out of him. Hit him hard.
He knew immediately. And Spice is just funny because once I get in that stance, you know, he was a nose tackle, fam.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
Yeah, he wasn't just out there. He was on every play being the garbage man of a defense and taking a beating and handing one out.
So you talked with Spice, and I know there's Bears stuff that you want to share with us. I know you talked to him for House of L, but I want to hear the Bears stuff. By the way, join 670 The Score and Shane Reardon at The Wall at Marcus Theaters Cinema in Gurnee tonight. from 7 to 9 p.m. for a college hoops watch party.
You might want to leave right now.
Oh, I mean, Shane is. Go ahead, man. From 7 to 9, that's The Wall. It's an ultimate college basketball viewing experience. Enjoy specials on drafts and apps, plus enter to win score prizes. Visit thewall.marcustheaters.com for more info. And oh, by the way, a reminder that we're giving away fish tickets every day this week. Another pair later, you will hear me reference a fish lyric in conversation, and you'll be the sixth caller to the contest line at 312-540-0670, and you will win a pair of tickets to see Fish on Sunday, the 20th of July at the United Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
So I sought Spice out because he had invited me up to Stevenson to watch his son play ball. His son is a defensive end there, and he's a highly regarded one that is taking all sorts of college tours this spring. I wanted him on to talk about being a sports dad because I think it's fun to watch these guys that I covered specifically. Now they're in the role of being coaches or just being dads, being volunteers. We talked with Olin about like him going around with his kids. You got two that play at the University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. His daughter is what, an All-American volleyball player.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tap into like the idea of the sports dadness. So if you want to check out the entire episode, it's on House of L's YouTube page. And for those of you who subscribe, you probably already got it today. It's a really inspiring one because we talk about his weight loss and all sorts of stuff inside there. But since I had Spice there and he's at Hallis Hall a lot, I thought that I would ask him about the Bears and this offseason that's been really, really strong and what he's thought about it.
What I like is they address areas of need day one. So that kind of puts you at ease. And it's the interior of the line as well. And then you go out and get Grady. So, like, I'm like, bruh, bring it on now. Nah. Like, we got the foundation. Like, you can build your house now. You done already put the anchor down. You done already put the foundation of your house up. Like, when the wind come, that house still going to be there. Like, you done already worked on the foundation. And then you worked on the leadership as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, these ain't no spring chickens you bring in here. These are guys who are bona fide Pro Bowlers and could teach the young guys something at the same time. So you got a win-win situation right here. And we look good on paper right now. Look very good. And I hope that we're going to have a great draft to complement what we already have. And it seems like, you know, everybody here wants to win and they're going to bring that winning attitude here. So hopefully that'll just like rub off on the younger guys and the guys that get drafted. And then we can go on a run. This is a tough division, man. And you got to get it right. And it seems like we are on the right side of history when it comes to building this team, especially with the guys that they got coming in now.
What does it do to a locker room when a guy like Joe Tooney walks in with a whole bunch of Pro Bowls, All Pros, and Super Bowl rings?
You got to be the one to say, well, I ain't going to be the weakest link. They're supposed to be bringing in the strongest links. I'm not going to be one of the ones that's going to be weak. So you got to take it upon yourself to be like, all right, it looked like, you know, they bringing some bona fide guys in. Let me be one of the guys that you trust when the season come up. So I think this is going to elevate everybody's level of game, like, because they want to make that Pro Bowl too. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they could, hey man, this is what you got to do. This is how I watch film. This is how, you know, this is what we did at the Pro Bowl. This is what I learned from other offensive linemen. This is what I learned from this Hall of Famer. This is da 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 da. And, you know, before long, man, you know, everybody be on the train, man, ready to go. That's how it worked.
You excited to see what Caleb can be now that there have been some upgrades?
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. And it's like, he didn't have a bad year.
No, he did not.
Like, I think throughout the whole season, he threw like 5 or 6 interceptions.
Yep.
As a rookie? Dude, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give that man his props. Like, of course, he got sacked, or maybe he held the ball too long, whatever. And it's like, it's seeming like he was kind of like learning on his own almost. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like me learning how to edit, right? Like I just threw myself in there to try to like learn, you know, how to do these things. And it's just straight trial and error. And it just seemed like that's how he was on the field. But it'd be some games where he'd do an audible and I'd be like, this is the first time I've seen this. Like a rookie is coming up and he's checking at the line and he's like, oh no, wait a minute. You do this. Never. I was like, okay. But I mean, of course he needs some fine tuning. Like you can't do that with 45 seconds left.
No, you cannot.
But I mean, I appreciate the effort. You know what I mean? Just know when to do it. You know what I mean?
It descended into us talking about Thanksgiving because that's what he was referencing. And we had a good time talking about it. So, yeah, the whole episode is up on the YouTube page. It's Spiegs. I'm not saying it just because it's House of L. It's one of the best episodes of House of L ever.
That's awesome.
He's so into being there for his son and working with his son and all the lessons that he learned. Him sharing it the way that he did was absolutely special.
That's cool. He's a funny man and a real a vulnerable dude too, it sounds like, with you on this. So that's really cool. I love hearing that. He got me thinking as he was talking about the middle of the line, that they got all the offensive linemen, as we know, and then they got Jarrett. And his reaction was, oh my goodness, you got the foundation. And I immediately thought of a house and like how without the foundation, it doesn't matter what your artistic flair ideas are for the art on the wall, or even for like, oh, let's do this with the door or the windows. Like that stuff doesn't really matter. You're not going to function without the foundation. And it's just such a basic but sensible analogy for the offensive line and the defensive line. And I have to admit that it took me way too damn long to learn that basic sports lesson.
Well, I'm shocked by that because, I mean, you know.
Because of my center background?
Yeah,
my nose tackle background. No, you're right. You're right, Lawrence. But I also like
Spice Adams, you too were a nose tackle.
But I also liked fantasy football. You know what I mean? Like, I really enjoyed fantasy football. I loved highlights. And I really like high-flying stuff.
DJ, who's your mama?
I mean, I love all of it. But I have to admit that it took me way too damn long to learn this. And like all those years when people would say, and Chris Tannehill, I'll give you some credit for it. You, Chris Tannehill, very often would say in a football conversation, what about the lines? What about the offensive line? What about the defensive line? So here's my thought. Are there other sports lessons that it took you freaking forever to learn? Because I'm admitting right now that it took me way too damn long to realize that it doesn't matter if you don't have an offensive line and a defensive line. It doesn't matter who your wideouts are. It barely matters who your running back is. The quarterback is not the great deodorant that can make your garbage-ass line look survivable. I don't believe that anymore.
Unless it's Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl that you lose, and he's out there doing ungodly
stuff.
And
he's one of one.
Correct.
He's one of one. So this is a sports lesson that took me way too damn long to learn. And I want to ask you at 312-644-6767, are there other sports lessons that you can admit now, it's a safe space, that it took you way too long to freaking learn? And maybe it's the lines too. Maybe you finally learned it. And you can admit that here. But what are some sports lessons that took you way too long to learn? For me, it's that the lines have to be there or else your other flashy NFL stuff just does not matter.
We will take your thoughts on it next here on The Score.